Welcome to Cracking the Code on Peanut Allergies on ReachMD. The following episode is brought to you through an independent educational grant from Aimmune Therapeutics. On this episode, four things to know about oral immunotherapy for food allergy, you will hear from Dr. Jay Lieberman, associate professor in the Department of Pediatrics and the University of Tennessee Health Science Center, Le Bonheur Children's Hospital.
So OIT works in the same way that you can think of as allergy shots work for respiratory allergies, meaning we put patients on allergy shots for rhinitis or sometimes asthma, but we don't do that for food allergy because it leads to too many side effects. So instead, other forms of immunotherapy have been studied, and oral immunotherapy is one in which the patient eats the allergen every day. Typically, there's an updosing phase, meaning we start with a very, very low dose and slowly increase that dose over time, typically every 2 weeks, until they reach the maintenance dose. And that can be any dose. For example, it can be the amount of allergen in one peanut if it's peanut immunotherapy. Patient then takes the maintenance dose every day. If they do this, the majority of patients can reach desensitization, meaning they can reach the maintenance dose and tolerate that dose. However, most patients, if not all, will experience some side effect during the updosing and/or maintenance phase. Side effects can be as small as itching in the mouth to as bad as severe anaphylaxis, but the most common one that led to patients dropping out of studies was abdominal pain. And so once the patient is on maintenance therapy, they would continue this for the long term. And while OIT should not be viewed as a cure for food allergies, there are a small amount of patients in the research studies who stopped the maintenance dose for approximately 2 months, for example, and then were able to tolerate the allergen during a food challenge, suggesting they have what we term sustained unresponsiveness, which may possibly be a cure, although that's not going to be the norm for most patients, and it's not something we would suggest should be sought after. So what OIT can do if patients can reach maintenance, however, is change a lifestyle of a patient. For example, it can decrease their fear or anxiety about their child or their own food allergies, especially in regards to an accidental ingestion, because they know that the patient will be eating an amount of allergen that will likely be way over the amount that they would ingest during an accidental ingestion, as long as they're getting to the maintenance dose. While OIT can be helpful for a lot of patients, it is definitely not for every patient due to side effects and the amount of adherence that it requires, because patients have to eat the food every day. And if they miss a few days, they could lose that desensitized state.
The preceding program was brought to you through an independent educational grant from Aimmune Therapeutics. To access other episodes in this series, visit reachmd.com/peanutallergies. This is ReachMD. Be part of the knowledge.